Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another captivating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Today, we bring you an intriguing tale from the heartland of Nebraska, one that revolves around delightful laughter, a teddy bear picnic, and the age-old art of creating joy for our younger campers. Our story unfolds under the sweeping skies and verdant wilderness of the aptly named Whispering Pines Campground, a place so unique, it's as if Mother Nature herself took extra care in crafting every blade of grass, every towering pine, every whispering gust of wind. In the heart of this idyllic playground presides our campground owner, a man named Sterling Whitaker. Sterling, with his sun-weathered features and a warm smile as inviting as a campfire, has a heart as boundless as the Nebraska skies. A living testament to the spirit of the great outdoors, Sterling is known far and wide, not just as a business owner, but as the soul of Whispering Pines. His tales are as legendary as the numerous campfires he's lit over the years, each one sparking a new adventure for the eager campers gathered around him. From his tireless efforts to maintain the pristine beauty of Whispering Pines to his ceaseless pursuit of creating unforgettable experiences for campers of all ages, Sterling is a true custodian of the wild. Yet it's his most recent exploit that brings us here today to dive deeper into the roots of an event that has now become a cherished tradition at Whispering Pines, the campground teddy bear picnic. So grab your favorite teddy bear, sit back, and let's delve into the tale that has transformed a simple picnic into an unforgettable event for the youngest campers at Whispering Pines.
Well, it all began on a chilly autumn evening, right when the leaves were turning into their fiery hues. You see, we've always had a vibrant crowd of campers here at Whispering Pines, from avid adventurers to experienced outdoor enthusiasts. However, we started to notice a decline in families with young children. The lack of interest from our youngest campers became a pressing issue. I mean, what's a campground without the innocent laughter of cherubs exploring the wilderness, right? We brainstormed to identify the cause and soon realized the issue. While we had plenty of activities that catered to adults and older kids, we were lacking in the department of entertaining the little ones. Our team, including our jolly groundskeeper Bigfoot Ben and our ever-resourceful camp coordinator Daisy, we all knew we needed to come up with a solution, and fast. We started to brainstorm, tossing around various ideas, from building a kiddie adventure park to hiring children's entertainers. But I wanted something more, something that would not just keep the children occupied, but also help them form a bond with nature, teach them about camping, and create wonderful memories. That's when it hit me. Why not host a teddy bear picnic? It was a simple idea with a huge potential for fun and learning. Now, implementing this idea wasn't a walk in the park. We faced our share of challenges. For instance, finding the right spot for the picnic took longer than anticipated. It needed to be safe for the kids, yet natural enough to give them a feel of wilderness. Then there was the Herculean task of organizing the teddy bear picnic itself. We had to ensure we had enough staff volunteers to supervise the event and, of course, plan the menu that would be both delicious and kid-friendly. However, we were determined to overcome every obstacle. With Daisy's initiative, we created a team of volunteers among our staff members and campers who were parents themselves. As for the picnic location, I finally found the perfect spot, a gently sloping hill, shaded by towering pines and a clear view of the campsite. For the menu, Daisy had the brilliant idea to involve the parents by asking them to bring their kids' favorite picnic food, making it a potluck of sorts. After weeks of preparation, the day of our first teddy bear picnic finally arrived. I can't begin to describe the sheer delight on the little ones' faces when they arrived at the picnic site with their teddy bears in tow. They listened to stories, learned about the different trees and birds, and even helped clean up after the picnic. It was more successful than we ever imagined. The teddy bear picnic has now become an annual affair at Whispering Pines and has done wonders for our campground. We've noticed a significant increase in the number of families with young children coming to our campground. Parents appreciate the effort we put in to engage their little ones and the kids. They can't seem to get enough of the picnic. It has created a deeper sense of community and belonging among our campers. Through this experience, we've learned that sometimes the most straightforward ideas make the most significant impact. Creating a balance between fun and learning can make a world of difference. And most importantly, never underestimate the power of a teddy bear at a picnic.
And there you have it, the tale of the campground teddy bear picnic at Whispering Pines, a seemingly simple idea born out of necessity, transformed into an unforgettable tradition that not only pulled in families, but also instilled a sense of community and belonging among the campers. Sterling Whitaker's tale is a testament to the fact that sometimes the answers to our biggest challenges lie in the simplest of ideas. What we can take away from Sterling and his team's journey is that innovation does not always have to be grandiose. Sometimes it's about going back to the basics, about understanding and catering to the needs of your audience, no matter how small they might be. Sterling's story is a remarkable example of how creativity, dedication, and a keen understanding of your campers can turn a challenge into an opportunity for growth and community building. This is the essence of the MC Campground Chronicles: stories of perseverance, innovation, and the unexpected adventures that come with running a campground. It's about the people, the experiences, and the lessons learned along the way. We hope Sterling's teddy bear picnic tale has inspired you, given you a chuckle, and perhaps even sparked a few ideas for your own campgrounds. Thank you for joining us on this adventure. If you've enjoyed this episode and are keen to hear more incredible stories from the world of campgrounds, don't forget to subscribe. We have many more tales to share, filled with insights, laughter, and the occasional bear, teddy or otherwise. So, until our next episode, remember, no challenge is too big if you have the right spirit. And never underestimate the power of a good story around a campfire.